Well, June of 2010, here at this church, I was ordained to be a pastor. Hard to believe it's been 14 years. But God's been gracious, and God's been good. And I'm glad I serve not a religion, but I serve a person in the God of heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm glad to know tonight that I don't have religion, but I have a relationship. I'm glad He is my personal Savior. And when He convicted me in that second pew, well, that night's just like it was yesterday, Brother Mike. Brother Pace preaching, but I'm glad the God of heaven was speaking to my heart and to my soul. And y'all know my testimony. I'm glad to know I didn't get saved that night, but I'm glad God stayed with me. And that following day, about 12 o'clock or 12:30, I got in at the put-in. There at the Nantahala River across from the powerhouse where they put the rafts in. And a white GMC pickup truck. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I know I put my faith and trust in Him and what He did and what He had done. And boy, I'm glad to be saved. Boy, I love this church. I appreciate y'all. Thank God to how He's allowed us to be a part of y'all. And of course, my family, of course, I've got an addition. Got a son-in-law, and of course, he hadn't been feeling well, and of course, Abigail's got her own home now, and Monica, I was telling Brother Mark, I tell you, the ladies work all the time, but I'm telling you, us men better realize at homecoming, they work overtime, and she just wore out, but I definitely felt the need and the desire to come just to be here, just to be a part of this service, and Lord knows I'm nothing. But I'm glad the God I serve, He's everything. Amen. And I appreciate Him. Doing our part. Doing our part. If we live for the Lord, serve the Lord, and walk in fellowship with Him, it will not be by luck. It will not be by chance. It will not be by fate. It will not be by circumstance. But it will be by God doing His part, and by me doing my part. Now, I'm not preaching a work salvation. I'm not preaching that you can work your way to heaven. But I know this, God has already did His part for salvation. I'm glad that the debt has been paid. The blood has been shed. And there is a gift to be received. I'm glad if you're lost, you can receive that gift and be saved eternally forevermore. I'm glad to know God did His part, and He's doing His part. And we know that salvation is of the Lord. Jonah said salvation is of the Lord. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's not about me keeping my salvation. It's not about me keeping myself. It's about God being God and watching me and helping me and protecting me. God is the one that does the drawing. God is the one that does the saving. Revelations chapter 3 and verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." I'm glad salvation is all about what God has done for me. It's how God got a hold of my heart and convicted my heart and made a change in me. I'm glad salvation is nothing that I can do. But I tell you, we have a life to live. Yeah. Young people, old people, if we live for the Lord, it will not be by luck or chance. It'll be by God doing His part, right, and us doing our part. I'm thankful tonight we can realize that and know that. And what is our part? What is that we can do? Well, I think one of the things we must do is exactly what Daniel did. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Thank you. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested other princes, other eunuchs, that he might not defile himself. If I'm going to live for the Lord, if I'm going to serve him, if I'm going to be like the Apostle Paul at the end of my life and say, I've fought a good fight, I've kept the faith, I've finished my course, that's going to be by me with the help of God, purposing in my life, purposing in my heart that I'm going to live for him, that I'm going to serve. That's what Daniel did. He purposed in his heart. The word purpose, it means to be determined. It means to be resolved. It means to have it understood. It means to desire to have something accomplished. Now, it's God that'll do the work, but if you do not purpose in your heart to live for the Lord, it's likely that you may not live for the Lord. If you do not purpose in your heart that you're going to serve him and follow him and go where he tells you to go and do what he tells you to do, my friend, if you do not purpose to do something, more than likely you ain't going to do it. Now, there again, it's God doing the work in me and in you, but I promise you this, he ain't going to make me do nothing. He's not going to force me to do anything. Oh, but Daniel said, I want to serve the Lord. He said, I don't want to defile my body. I don't want to take of this world's meat. I don't want to take of this world's traditions or whatever they're trying to push at me. I want to stand with God. I want to stay with God. And so I'm thankful. What my part is, I need to purpose in my heart that I'm going to live for him. I don't think this is just a one-time thing. Every day that we live, we need to get up with that desire, get up with that understanding. God, I'm going to live for you with your help. I'm going to live for you with your help. I'm going to serve you with your help. I'm going to be obedient to you. God, help me do that I need to, but we've got a purpose in our hearts. God will help anybody. But I tell you, he expects me to help myself. God will help anybody. But he'll help me, and I need to look to him. But purpose in our heart. Go mark her down, write it in stone. I'm going to live for the Lord. God, I'm going to live for you. Purpose in your heart. There again, if you don't purpose to do it, more than likely, you won't do it. And there again, you won't do it in your flesh. You'll do it. God will do it through helping you. But what can I do? I can purpose in my heart. I can have it understood by those who know me, by my family and friends. His purpose is to serve the Lord. His desire is to serve the Lord. His want is to serve the Lord. But purpose in our heart, put it in stone. I'm going to live for God. If I do not purpose to accomplish something, more than likely I will not accomplish anything. I'm glad he can help us do what we need to do. He can help us be that we need to be. Purpose in our hearts. And then turn to Joshua. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. What is my part? What is my part? Joshua presented a question to the children of Israel. He presented a question, and he said, you've got to answer that question for yourself, and I've got to answer it for myself. And so there again, I think it was Moses. The Lord puts before you this day blessings and cursings. What are you going to choose? What choice are you going to make? God puts decisions in front of us, and he's not going to make us do anything, but it is his desire that we choose the blessing. It is his desire that we choose the good part. It is his desire that we choose life, that we choose grace and mercy through him and because of him. Verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Now listen, but as for me, he said, you can do what you want to do. I believe it was Joshua's desire that the children of Israel follow God. I believe it was his burden that the children of Israel follow God. I believe he wanted to see him walk in fellowship with God. I believe he wanted to see him walking with the Lord in fellowship with God and in fellowship with each other. But he said, look, I can't make you do anything, but I can tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. There's a world outside these church doors that cares nothing about God, nor the things of God. But you know what? It ought to be our desire, as Brother Mark said, to see sinners saved. It ought to be our desire to see those that know not the Lord come to know the Lord as their Savior. But I tell you what, we ought to have it determined. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to let the world take me away from my walk with the Lord. I'm not going to let the world draw me from God. I tell you, he said, look, you can do what you want to, but I'm going to serve the Lord. I tell you, he'll not make us serve him, but he'll sure help us serve him. He'll not force us to serve him, but he'll sure help us to serve him. I tell you what, we need to follow him. I will serve the Lord. Then he said, not just, he took the personal accountability, I will serve. And then he said, as for me and my house. I tell you, God has blessed me with three children. He's put a grave responsibility in my life as a father, as the spiritual leader of my home. God is going to hold me accountable for how I have spiritually led my family. I tell you, fathers, we better realize and know that it's a big thing. It's a great thing. It's a humble thing to be a father, because the God of heaven is going to hold us accountable. Joshua realized that. He said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm glad he didn't say, I'm going to watch them serve the Lord. I'm glad he didn't say, they're going to do as I say, not as I do. He said, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm glad they was in it side by side. I'm glad they was in it together. I'm glad Joshua was serving the Lord, and Miss Joshua was serving the Lord, and his children was serving the Lord. I tell you, I'm glad God came to seek and to save that which was lost. He's interested in the family tonight. He's interested in the home tonight. And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What can we do? We can have a burden for the lost. We can have a burden for the world. And it may break our heart to see them go the other direction. But we better stay walking the way that we walk. We better stay in the path that we've been walking. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to follow him. Come what may, whatever may come, whatever the world does, I'm going to serve the Lord. And God will help us. God is gracious in his mercy. He's gracious in his help. And he'll help us do that that we can't do. I'm glad we can have that purpose. We can have that determination. As for me in my house. And then not only that, what can we do? We can obey him. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. The Bible says be not just hearers of the word only, but be ye doers of the word. And there again, Joshua, he wasn't saying, I'm going to tell them how to do it and I'm going to live another way. He said, we will serve the Lord. I'm glad he was an example to his family. I'm glad he was an example to his children. I'm glad he showed them what was right. He taught them what was right. They seen him live it, not just talk about it, but they seen him live it. What was he doing? He was living in obedience to the Word of God. He was living in obedience to God. One of the greatest statements ever made by a mother. John chapter 2. The first miracle that Christ performed. When he turned the water into wine. John chapter 2. Verse 5. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. What can we do? We can obey him. We can obey his word. We can obey that he's put before us. I'm thankful tonight God has gave us the complete Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. I'm glad the roadmap is right in front of us. The answers is right in front of us. That we need is right in front of us. Now I know sometimes we have to pray and seek and look to God and desire those things. And this, the Bible is spiritually discerned. Through the Holy Spirit do we learn that God wants us to learn. Through the Holy Spirit do we receive that God wants us to receive. To a lost man, this is just a book with words in it. But I'm glad the Holy Spirit makes this word come to life. I'm glad the Holy Spirit makes this word real. What can we do? We can obey Him. We can obey Him. Turn to Romans chapter 12. Another familiar passage. There again, what can we do? And all this that I'm saying we can do, we can't do it within ourselves. It's God helping us, but we've got to yield. We've got to submit. We've got to make ourselves available so that God can use us and so that God can do great things through us. Romans chapter 2, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. We live in a world today that people says, my body, my choice. My body, my right. But according to this Bible, if you're saved, your body is the temple of God. We were bought with a price. We're not our own. I am the possession of God. I am God's property. I am His Son. He is my Father. My life is His life. He gave me life. That is His gift to me, life. And then how I live my life is my gift to Him. A living sacrifice. You know, He didn't have to die for us, but He did. I don't know about you, but I know me better than anybody. I'm not worthy of anything. I'm not worthy of one ounce of goodness that God has done for me. Who is Kenny Corn that God is mindful of him? Why would the God of heaven pour out His wrath on His Son? Why would the God of heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ, take my sin, that He would become my sin? Oh, what love that Christ showed. Oh, what love that God showed. Present our bodies. There shouldn't be every day we should wake up and our thoughts and our prayers should be, Lord, I'm yours. God, I'm yielding to you this day. God, what would you have me to do? God, where would you have me to go? God, what is your... And I know we've got a life to live and we've got responsibilities. And if you work at a job, God expects you to be there. God expects you to perform. God expects you to do that you're supposed to do. But I promise you, even in your work, even what God has you doing in your occupation, He can use you. He can use you for His glory. He can use you for His honor. He may want you just have to take a couple steps from where you're standing to talk to somebody. He may want you to walk drive across town to talk to somebody. A lot of times we get this in our head. God, if I surrender to you, you may send me halfway across the world. He may do that. He's God. But He may just want you to get up from your seat and go across the room. and talk to that person on the other side of the room. Yield ourselves. If we get around the throne, Isaiah seen the Lord high and lifted up. You know what conclusion he came to when he heard the cry from the God of heaven, "Who shall we send? Who will go for us?" Isaiah said, "Here am I. Here am I, Lord." Every day we get up, we ought to be saying, "Here am I, Lord. God, do with me that that you need. Do with me that you would see to have done." I promise you, if we yield to Him, He'll do something great in our lives. If we yield to Him, He will use us for His honor and for His glory. It's Him doing the work, but we've got to yield and submit ourselves. What can I do? Here am I. As I said, been 14 years ago. You'd have told me that God could even use me to do anything. I'd have said, "No, not me." But I look back at these 14 years and I see the providential hand of God. I see God's mercy. I see God's grace. Yeah. I'm originally from Hendersonville. I shouldn't even be in Topton. I shouldn't even have been in this place. Hendersonville is a good piece from Mission Hill. It's a good piece from Topton. But God in His providence and in His grace, He allowed a 14-year-old boy to be taken in by his aunt and uncle. Just so happened they lived in Topton. And the rest is, here we are today. Well, I'm glad for the providence of God. Yield yourself. Submit yourself. A living sacrifice. God don't want a dead sacrifice. I'm glad my God's alive. As Brother Greg sang, on the third day, thank God the tomb is empty. Come see the place where the Lord lay, for He is not here, for He is risen just as He said that He would. I tell you, Muhammad, his bones are still in the grave. Buddha's, his bones are still in the grave. Gandhi, his bones are still in the grave. All these other false religions, all these other false prophets, their bones are still in the grave. But the God we serve, the God of heaven, the creator of this earth, His Son Jesus Christ, on the third day rose again. He's alive and alive forevermore. I can yield myself to Him and He can do great things with me and with you. What can I do? Yield. There again, it's God doing the work. If you yield yourself, He will enable you. He will equip you. He will give you that that you need. God don't need ability. You realize He spoke nothing into something? You realize there was nothing? Nothing, and He spoke and nothing became something. I believe He can do something with me. Amen. I believe He can do something with you. Amen. But it's me yielding to Him. It's me submitting to Him. A living sacrifice. I tell you what, this world don't need a bunch of dead religion. This world don't need a bunch of people that's dead and walking around like we're on the losing side. I'm glad my Savior's victorious. I'm glad that He arose victoriously. And one of these days, the angels in heaven is going to have to step back to hear the redeemed sing the song of redemption. I am redeemed. Thank God I'm redeemed. Presenting, yielding our bodies. The last thing, and there's many more, but this is what the Lord gave me. What can I do? I tell you, daily I need to have God giving me a frequent self-check and God doing a personal inventory on myself. You know, it is very important. Now, I believe in once saved, always saved. I believe this Bible teaches in eternal security. If you're truly saved, you cannot lose your salvation. But you know what sin does? It affects the communication. It affects the fellowship. Realize how important this is. We're living in a day and time. I'm sure Brother Mark and myself, people calls and they say, hey, I need you to pray for somebody. I need you to pray. We've got somebody in the hospital. We've got somebody in intensive care. It is very important. I'm glad we can pray. And we should pray. But in Psalms chapter 66, Psalms chapter 66, I tell you, I better make sure that my slate's clean. I hope that makes sense. I'm not perfect. I don't live in perfection, but I know one thing. I need to make sure it's right with me and God, that my fellowship is intact. Because if it's not, the Bible is very plain. If we hide iniquity, if iniquity is held in our hearts, Psalms chapter 66. I've got all around it. We'll find it here. Psalms chapter 66. 66 and verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That does not mean that he's not my father and I'm not his son, but the communication is cut. My family, my wife was to call me and say, Kitty, one of the girls has been in a bad accident. She's on the way to the hospital. They don't know if she's going to make it or not. I better make sure there's no iniquity in my heart. I better make sure that me and the Lord is in fellowship one with another. He will not hear my prayer. That's how serious this thing is. If I hide iniquity in my heart, he will not hear my cry. But you know what? You know what we need to do? Just what David did. Oh, I'm thankful that David asked the Lord to do a self-inventory. Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God. He didn't say search my neighbor. He didn't say search my wife, search my husband, search my children. He said search me. Search me, O God. And know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. I tell you, we need to ask God to do a checkup with ourselves. Search me. You know what? God knows you. He knows me. I'm not got nothing hid from him. I'm not fooling him about anything. He knows all tonight. And I can ask him, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. We can ask God to search us. And I promise you, he'll reveal what is real. He will turn the light on in my heart, and there's nothing will be hidden. Nothing will not go unseen. I promise you, the spotlight of heaven. When God puts his hand in your heart, when God turns the light in your heart, my friend, anything that shouldn't be will be exposed. Anything that shouldn't be, you will be made aware of. But what am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? David, a man after God's own heart. David, the king that God appointed. A great man, a mighty man. But we know the sin of David. David committed adultery. David committed murder. He may not have put the arrow. He may not have put the spear in Uriah. But he might as well have done it because he put him in the heat of the battle where he knew he was going to be killed. He killed Uriah. And I tell you, when you don't acknowledge and accept the truth, it becomes reality to you. And at this time, David was living with Bathsheba, living as if everything was okay, living as if nothing was wrong. God sent the man of God. David, come in, Nathan, come in. Nathan told David a story. David said, "That I tell you, that old scoundrel, something ought to be done to that person." And Nathan said, "Thou art the man." He said, "David, that's you." I tell you, I'm glad God gets plain and God gets specific with me in my life. I promise you, he will not tell me nothing but the truth. And when the truth was brought before David, you know what it did? It broke his heart. In Psalms, he prays to God and asks God to restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Renew me, making me a clean heart. He acknowledged his sin before God. He acknowledged his transgression before God. He realized that he had sinned. And I'm glad God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm glad he's a forgiving God. I'm glad he'll forgive me when I sin. It don't make him happy. He's not in heaven wishing that I sin. But if I do, he is faithful and just to forgive me of my sin. Oh, what a difference in David's life when God did an inventory of David's heart. When God did an inventory of David's life. I tell you, I can do my part. There again, it's God that does the work. God does it all. He just enables me and you to do that we can. But I promise you this, I can hinder God to do for me by what I do not yield myself for Him to do. He's done his part. As Brother Mark said, we think about all the blessings of God. We think about what all God has done for us. God help me to do my part. God help me. I hope I've not preached. I hope it had come across as me preaching a works message, a works salvation. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. But I know this. If you're saved tonight, God didn't make you get saved, but you yielded and accepted Him. I promise you, He'll not force Himself on nobody. But when He makes Himself aware to you, if you'll accept Him, if you'll receive Him, He'll save you. And after He saves you, He's not going to make you live for Him. He's not going to make you do that you should. But if we'll yield to Him, and if we'll let Him live in it, I mean, we're indwelt with the Spirit of God. And so He's already in us. If we'll reckon the flesh to be dead, if we'll reckon the flesh and realize the flesh needs to die, I'm not going to let the flesh live. There again, when we purpose in our heart, you know, in essence what Daniel was doing, he was purposing that he wasn't going to let his flesh rule. He was purposing that he wasn't going to let his flesh reign. I tell you, put off the old man and put on the new. The Spirit of God that's in us, greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. I'm thankful with Him He can help us in this life that we live. God help me to do my part. I'm glad He'll help us, He'll enable us. Church, I love you. Thank God. I could have sat right there. It would have been an honor just to be in the service tonight. But I love you. I appreciate you. Thank God for His grace.